Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, an important piece of many Canadians' journey, not even just retirement, but most certainly in retirement, happens to be philanthropy, right? Causes that they care about. You have somebody close to you passes away of cancer or something like that. We tend to be charitable in our later years for those that can. Okay. And there's lots of different ways to be charitable. Time for sure, but some are money. And then within that giving, there's lots of ways to be strategic and tax efficient to do that.
When you use the word philanthropic, many Canadians take that as the ultra wealthy's viewpoint.
Good point. Because it is a kind of a hooty-tooty word, right?
Can I change the word? Yeah. Hooty-tooty. Can I change the word to charitable?
Yeah, there you go.
And here's some interesting data that we've collected through Stats Canada. 80% of Canadians 15 years of age and older have made donations to a charitable or a nonprofit organization. So they're not philanthropic. They don't consider them to have these big, what did you call them? What's the word?
Philanthropic.
Hoity-toity. Thank you. Okay. Now, what's also interesting in our neck of the woods, between the 2004 and 2013, the increases in the amount of people paying into or contributing or charity being charitable is higher in Alberta than any other province. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're writing checks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key point. A lot of Canadians just write checks. And as you said earlier, there are many ways to donate and support the charities and organizations that you want to.
Sure.
I think there is a lot of people giving too much to Ottawa when they don't have to and still be charitable.
Right.
Kind of like a two-for-one coupon.
Yeah. Hey, you got my attention.
So you said the word philanthropic. When people think philanthropic, they think major multi-millionaires, ultra-high net worth individuals. They get their names on some building. That's what they think of philanthropy. Right? Okay. What we've been able to work with our clients and many in the public, a lot of people that are listening to this show have experienced this from us as well. We've been able to bring the concept of a foundation that the hoity-toities do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word.
The highfalutin crowd.
Highfalutin. Okay, I can't keep up with you. Okay. So the ultra-high net worth people have started foundations. Well, what about the average Canadian?
Because 82% of Canadians are philanthropic. I mean, charitable.
Or charitable.
Right.
For as little as $25,000, you can start your own, quote-unquote, foundation.
Right.
I don't think Canadians know that much.
Right.
And you can donate to that foundation once you've started up in multiple ways. Securities.
Yep.
Life insurance. Mm-hmm. Gifts upon death. And there's a whole bunch of tax benefits. I had the fortunate opportunity to present these topics to Alzheimer's Calgary's donors on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to them about my journey of Alzheimer's with my father and how I've been wanting to help contribute to the cause of Alzheimer's Calgary. Now, this is not a pitch for Alzheimer's Calgary. It's just
just what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Most people do write checks or they do just give money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it strategically. And I mentioned that these foundations that you can set up for yourself, a private foundation. No one knows about it if you don't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You get to contribute to the charities and the organizations you want to. You can grow this money. You can save on taxes while you're doing this. Is a huge way to push out Ottawa and Edmonton out of the way from a tax perspective and give more to the organization without you giving more of your own money.
Let me make this, get this straight. So we can ask Edmonton and Ottawa to pay their fair share?
100%.
Now you got my attention.
And it's not even them paying it. It's that you don't have to go through the middleman.
Yep.
You don't have to go to Ottawa with your money so that Ottawa can help the organizations that you're... Right. Let's just go direct.
Right.
Let's cut out the middleman.
Right.
And how do you cut out the middleman? Is effectively looking at tax-saving strategies in order to help the charities that you want to help. And a private foundation, one that we set up for our clients, for example, is one way that you can put securities. Let's make up an example here. You own some tech stocks. They've done pretty well.
Yep.
not bad, eh?
Yeah, not bad. Okay,
so you put in, let's say you want to donate $10,000 to ABC charitable organization in Canada, registered charity, okay? You can write a check for $10,000. That means you've made income, paid tax.
Written a check,
and then you have to claim back that credit later. Okay, what if you had a stock that you put $5,000 in, it's now worth $10,000? If you sell the stock and then make the donation, you're paying tax on the gain, and then you get the charitable tax receipt for the $10,000. Why not donate those shares in kind? Now the government says, well, you don't have to pay tax on that capital gain. And that $10,000, you still get that tax receipt.
Right.
So you spent five, the market made it 10, you donate 10, you get a credit on that 10, which means you didn't really spend five.
Right.
That's amazing. That's I don't think people understand that.
Right.
They just write checks.
Right.
Now, what about if I want to do a little bit more? What if I want to put $25,000? I start a foundation, and I can start to have a portion of that, minimum 5%, paid out to the organizations forever. And now I can share my value system with my immediate family members. And this is what I said at the presentation. My father is one of 11 children. I have 52 cousins. You saw them all at my wedding. Right? Okay.
So a lot it was of, all your cousins and me. That's who's at your wedding. So you couldn't accommodate
anymore. Just think
anymore.
How big the turkey is on Thanksgiving.
I know.
Okay. Now, I have the fortunate or unfortunate position to have that many family members. And if they were all to want to contribute to Alzheimer's Calgary, because my father has Alzheimer's,
right.
And they all wanted to put, let's say, $100, they would just write a check. Why not contribute to the foundation? You still get that tax receipt. You can donate shares to that foundation, even if it's $100.
Yes.
And then all that money in the foundation will go to the charities and the organizations based on how we choose in our immediate family. You're supporting the cause. I'm teaching my children how to be charitable, not philanthropic, charitable. And then they can start to have that conversation with their kids. This is an opportunity that people don't understand. And at the same time, while this money's in the foundation, guess what happens? It gets invested.
Right.
It grows. So now your money's going further for you for the benefit of those organizations. And I can change my mind on the organizations I want to at any point in time.
And there's 83,000, something in that order, registered charities.
It's a large number for a lot of, what is it? Floofy people to give money to?
Highfalutin.
There we go. Okay. So if anything that you can get from this piece of the conversation is, yes, Canadians are charitable. The lion's share of Canadians are charitable. I just feel that they're doing it in the wrong direction.
Right.
I think they're doing it just for a quick hit and here's your money when they can be more strategic. They can get Ottawa out of the way, which means you're saving on taxes. You can use the market to grow, to give more, and you still get the benefit of that.
Well, and talk about you, and don't downplay getting the family involved. This is so, so important, and it's a way to help your kids become good stewards of wealth.
Do you know how many times we've had conversations with clients that say, I wish my kids were more charitable?
Right.
Well, they're just not at your stage of life.
Right.
And they're not, and you want to get them there,
right.
You have to educate them and get them involved.
Exactly right.
And here's a way to get them involved. So if you're interested in learning more about how to build your own foundation, and you don't need $2 million.
No.
You don't need to be, what was the word again?
Highfalutin.
Highfalutin. You can be just regular with a $25,000 start.
Yeah.
Reach out to Dave or myself through morethanmoneyradio.com, and we'd be more than happy to share you our strategies and approaches to save you on taxes and give more to the charities that you want.
Okay, taxes, charitable giving, family, all those things are part of the structure we talk about in a successful retirement.
Join us at our next seminar on June 18th in Lethbridge, July 16th in Calgary. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, and the rest of our team, look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.